What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
We think one of the Shaggers may have just stolen a home run. Vlad Jr. is pointing out.
Oh, we got to get replay review
left
on this.
Oh, someone's going to have to escort that kid out of the park.
No freaking way. No way.
Oh, no way!
What are you doing?
Look at the kid on the bottom. Like,
Andre Jones in left center field.
Oh, no.
Oh, his life has
buddy.
Changed. You got one job.
Not that.
No, your job is that.
I don't know who the female announcer there was. I didn't watch much of the Home Run Derby. I just saw the highlights. I did see this last night. What's he doing? Making a name for himself. His life just changed. Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did for the better.
You do have one job out there. It's to catch baseballs. He caught a baseball over the wall.
They count the home run. It's fine.
They shouldn't have.
But because they did, no harm, no foul. It's an awesome catch that... That kid should get hyped up for that. Like, what are you doing? Making a play. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I mean, it's kind of like watching Jazz Chisholm. I know, like, he was at the Home Run Derby last night. He was horrendous. Like, if you're hitting it that shallow where I can catch it, I'm making a play, baby. I'm making a play.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I got to do.
I'm robbing the home run.
Good for him.
Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you.
Yeah,
out there catching home run balls.
I'm putting that on my college tape.
You're catching a home run derby ball. You're out there having the time of your life, and you're like, I have a chance to make a play. I'm going to go do it.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen is every single person that kid knows watching that, coolest person in town now today.
It is just hysterical that, like, in an actual game, you're going to get, you know, the batter tipping the helmet to him. Like,
yeah.
And in this, where it's like, again, like, seeing O'Neal Cruz fire off 500-foot home runs, 475. This one's at the wall. I'm going to make a play. It's still going to count. And that's the thing. If it didn't count, we're having a different conversation. Because then it's like, all right, you're making it about yourself. No, this is not good.
If it didn't count, you probably have instructions to not make that play. It does count. Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun. It's awesome.
Why do we watch sports? Why? To have fun, to create moments to talk about. That kid understood the assignment and he nailed it.
Good for him.
Nailed it.
Also, Cal Raleigh didn't mention this in the last segment. He is the first catcher to win the Home Run Derby. So again, his great season kind of continues
good
on
for him.
Some of the news from last night, you may have missed it. The Sabres do avoid arbitration with defenseman Bo Byram. They signed him to a 2-year contract with an average annual value of $6.25 million. I think there were some hopes, Derek, that last night this may have been a sign and trade. We're a number of hours since the signing. I think we can kind of safely say that that probably won't be happening. And you had mentioned this a lot in the last few weeks, kind of as free agency wrapped up and the Sabres roster very much was taking form. You were somebody that wasn't kind of staring daggers into the St. Louis Blues roster sheet. You were doing it, but you were much more along the lines of, I think this is probably it.
Boy. Yeah, I had...
Josh, I have an assignment for you. The, like, whatever we come back with after this break, I need you to play ska music so I can have a better day. Because I'm about to talk about the Buffalo Sabres. I said it, and two things. One, how dare I try to have fun this offseason? How dare I dream? Like, you fool of a Took.
I mean, the Marner thing was probably a bit much, but the rest of it I could get behind.
But that's the face to the ideal. At least the Bills took care of that business of, like, the ideal. Hey, really cool defensive end. Maybe Miles Garrett, maybe not. But you add someone that's a recognizable name. And he has production. And he's good. With the Buffalo Sabres, I dare to dream of literally just add anyone that people recognize. No. Derek, you silly goose. Sit down. How dare I try to have fun with this? How dare I look at the St. Louis Blues roster and think, maybe they can get Jake Neighbors. Maybe they can pay up, throw a couple prospects in there, and get Dylan Holloway. Maybe they do something fun for a change. Fool of a Took. And I said it, and I know that it's still like a non-zero chance that something can happen with Byram. But the minute that a trade didn't happen before July 1st, they're done with the roster. This is the day one roster. Be ready, because you're getting Jack Quinn in your top six. Probably Zach Benson or Jason Zucker on the other part of it. Or you're hoping that Isaac Rosane can translate his successful season in the AHL immediately to the NHL. And as Zucker said earlier last year, hope is a blank strategy. A bleep strategy, so to say. Is Byram the player perfectly fine? Yes. As a matter of fact, I think you got a good deal on it. 6.5 for 2 years. It's a good cap hit on that player. If he's logging first line minutes and playing next to Rasmus Dahlin, he's going to look fine. He's going to look good playing next to Dahlin, which means it's going to be worth it. So you got a good AAV on the player. You have a very good defensive core, it looks like. Theoretically. But if Kesserlin can't translate to more minutes and playing next to Owen Power, or if Matias Samuelsson continues to be Matias Samuelsson, you're still going to have problems on defense. And I'm going to tell, and saying this right now, on July 15th of 2025, if this defense or the goaltending does not take a step forward this year, and you make no changes because of it, fraudulence of an executive group.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If the defense and the goaltending doesn't take a step forward, you are likely a worse team than you were last year.
Which also means
just, on paper, you probably are.
But that also means the things that you actually tried to change also still didn't work, which means there's something systemic within your coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And they never changed a single one of them. Outside of the head coach, and they were theorizing it was all Granato and his primary assistant. That's it. So we're going to bring in Lindy, and we're bringing over Seth Appert from down the road. What about the other guys? What? They're fine. If nothing changes for the better on the back end or in the goals allowed column, that also means that you had a terrible extension with a goaltender that had a one-year wonder.
Mm-hmm. which has somewhat become a problem for the Sabres as well when they do sign their young guys to bigger deals.
Fork these contracts over too quickly.
And that is a shame, too, because if it goes well for them, it's great business. Because you got them before they really popped off.
Because
if you miss, it's a real miss.
Because it worked the first time.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's Tage Thompson.
Mm-hmm. He's one of the best value contracts in the NHL.
It worked the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to work all these other times, right?
That's the thing. If it works, it's wonderful business. If it fails, and this is true of every sports league. This is not just specifically
correct
for the Sabres or even just hockey. But if you miss, it is a real miss that makes you look like a really poorly run organization. Again, in any sport, with any team.
And it's not that you've missed. It's that you've missed twice really badly and potentially now a third time.
Yep.
Cousins is already gone. Samuelson,
you had people really pushing for the idea of even buying him out, let alone just trading him.
And that contract's still 2030.
Mm-hmm.
It's movable. Because if Cousins is movable, so is that.
Yeah.
For example. But you didn't have a lot of games played before that contract got signed. And now you're looking at Lukanen. If it's a one-year wonder, and Lukanen's getting paid $4.75 till 2029, and has a partial no-move clause kick in after this year, I'll tell you, if he plays poorly this year, I'd imagine something is going to happen. But also, where are you moving him at $4.75?
Yeah.
Where are you moving him? The no move becomes the least of your concerns. What team wants him at that contract? Now you got to work around that for a backup goaltender.
Yeah, it's not good.
You've actually hamstrung yourself if this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work...
But that's what I mean. Like, if it works, it's great business. If not, it's horrendous.
And you are on the last year of your extension as the general manager. It becomes awfully easy to just leave you at the gate after the contract expires.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Not the only Sabres news on the docket. A little under an hour ago, they did also announce that they have officially signed defenseman Roddy Mirka to his 3-year entry-level contract, though likely he is either going to be back in Seattle or in the AHL. So that was kind of the thing when he was drafted. He is not immediately going to be coming up to the Buffalo Sabres. He is not immediate help for the team. Again, not too surprising. That is the NHL draft. He didn't pick, top two.
And if he does not play professionally this year, the contract does not kick in. So if he's still with Seattle,
yep,
the ELC does not kick in until he plays professionally. The D core is good enough where, like, for example, he's not going to get his 9 games for this year.
Yep.
To get a look, unless he really wows at camp.
Or a full-on disaster in terms of injuries where it's like, we got to.
They have enough depth.
Yeah.
They have Bryson, they have Jones, they have Johnson.
So it really would just be, he would have to blow them away. A Zach Benson-like camp where you're still going to Seattle, but what was that?
Right. They need...
Was able to just come right up.
He would have to win the job.
Mm-hmm.
Is effectively... Like, he'd have to win himself a spot somewhere.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, the Connor Timmins trade, for example, like, totally backfires on you. And Radim Mirka, the right-handed shot defense, has a stellar camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, we have to look at this guy, right?
Yeah.
Have to. He would have to shine that brightly in order for that to be the case. But everything that I see about this... about the management style of Kevin Adams is that it's always reactive, except for when it's not. Those extensions, he tries to be proactive about it, and he tries to go and get his guys, recognize his core, and say, these are my guys. That is being proactive. Power, getting $8.35 million per year right now. He's yet to live up to that, and I know that there's still time. Tage, they get that deal done. They pick out Cousins and Samuelson and Lukanen. So there are times where he's trying to be proactive. But even with the deal with Lukanen, that's still reactive, which is a lot of what mostly – that is also what management is sometimes, is being reactive. Let's not go ahead and say that this is something that's like a character flaw exclusively to Adams. But oftentimes it does look like you're not proactive enough. You're not having the foresight enough. Everything does look like it's just reactive for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I want to bring up the extensions, because there are times where he is proactive. But there's never a roster move made with foresight. Save for one. McLeod.
It's a trade I kind of, I don't say live off of, that's not right, but it's just, it's the one where you look at, and we've mentioned it too, like you see the trade worked. He traded arguably a depreciating asset before it had really become that in Savoy, and gets a player McLeod that was ascending. When he got more ice time, he does not look like the player he was in Edmonton. He looks even better. He looks like a player that Edmonton absolutely should have been keeping and should have been giving more ice time to.
And they could have used him in the Stanley Cup final, where he was also effective against Florida. Why? Because he's got the speed, the wheels to keep up with McDavid. It's a rare quality to have in the National Hockey League, is to have that kind of speed. So there are times where he is proactive. I want to make sure I say that before I harp on the parts of where it looks like he is reactive to a fault. But that's also sometimes being a general manager.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's when he has been proactive, it has bit him harshly with two, now maybe three contract extensions that might have looked like a, unfortunately, a bad thing. There is one thing, and only one thing, that I could talk about positively when it comes to the good feelings potentially that you could have about a Sabre season this year. When you look at the overall offseason and you see that the subtractions that were made, you lose a top six forward, but you were still one of the better scoring teams 5-on-5.
Mm-hmm.
You add to a defense that has struggled, and you do take care of one of the things that you wanted to, which was get someone to play next to Owen Power. That was one of the big check marks that was needed from the offseason. That only happens, though, because JJ wants out.
Yeah.
Say Paterka's fine. Do they do nothing? Maybe the Timmins trade still happens?
The Timmins trade probably still happens.
But then what?
No, I think that's a really good thing that you bring up is were they really going to, for the most part...
If Paterka didn't force his hand... Which, and you didn't get Kesselring back.
Yeah, all reports point to that relationship soured quickly and he asked out. It's hard for me to believe that, but also they didn't do much anyways.
That's the thing.
It's hard for me to believe it, but you're right, yeah.
Was he doing nothing anyways? And it's tough. Because now at this point, any move that he makes is going to be met with criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the moves that don't get made. It's a balancing act that you have to try to be fair about. Getting people to come to the Sabres is a hard thing. There is a point there. They are in the midst of a 14-year playoffless drought. With almost no sunlight peeking through. You make the subtractions, you make the additions. Are they Michael Kesselring away from making the playoffs? This roster?
Yeah, I think most of us agreed even at the time, no.
Are they Alex Lyon and Kesselring from the playoffs?
Nope.
No. You still needed more. And you still have a group of players that play in Rochester that are worth something.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Roseanne had a very good year last year in Rochester. Yuri Kulik
has ascended. He's a top line projection right now on the Sabres.
Yeah, and I don't want to put words in your mouth either, but you seem pretty comfortable with the idea that he'll be center number one.
He is going to be the one C. I think he surpasses Norris already. Availability helps. But the other thing that you're looking at here is, what is it that you can look at? And the only theory I can come up with is teams randomly make the playoffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Montreal and Ottawa last year.
Yeah, and we mentioned it in different sports of football. The Bills broke their drought in a very, really, that's the year you did it kind of year.
Exactly. A roster that you were like, okay, that's when you did it. And the Sabres roster is not awful. As a matter of fact, where they finished last year is not comparable to the talent that they have. But this looks like an 85-point roster. That's not good enough. Again. And if J.J. Paterka did not force his hand, what does your offseason even look like? Is this Operation Run It Back again?
Man, that's, you know, funny enough, that's even more bleak. People would still have, Sabres fans, a lot of them, really love Paterka. I was one of them. Wanted to see him grow more as a complete player, but what you still had was fun and awesome and exciting.
I mentioned routinely that if I wanted to have JJ traded, it is to get an upgrade at the forward position.
But, man, I just, the vibes already are not great for what they did.
Correct.
If all of a sudden the vibes were, oh, it's literally the same team outside of a small, pretty good trade during draft weekend, and you pick up Alex Lyon, that might actually be a tougher sell.
Yes.
Because I think right now you can at least go, the defense is better.
You say the defense is better, and it's a fact. It is a fact.
How much better? Not sure. You're going to find out when games are played. We'll see if guys have Kesselring, if he's given more ice time, if it's a hit, if he's another Ryan McLeod-esque move for Adams.
But it's still fact.
But it's still something. I think if you went into this offseason and where we're sitting today, and you, as you mentioned, J.J. Paterka didn't ask out, or that move just doesn't even happen, I think it's an even harder sell. Because so many people, even with everything going on, wanted so desperately. Just show me that you're desperate, that you're also desperate, that you're here to make moves, make a splash, do something. And then for that to equal running back 2, 3.0,
right,
outside of one move that they kind of regularly make in the offseason, one, maybe two moves, I think that would be a tougher sell. I really, really do. Even with keeping Paterka and making a small move there and picking up a goaltender like Alex,
and oddly enough,
I think it'd be a harder sell.
Oddly enough, say JJ wants an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to stay here, right?
Yeah.
There's $7.3 million at the cap.
Mm-hmm.
There's suddenly a cap team running it back.
Yeah, and it's not like you're in a situation where Florida, we keep making the playoffs, we keep making cup runs, of course we're just going to bring back our entire group. It would be...
You'd be a cap team for a team that had a bottom five finish.
Yeah, and man, when you put it like that, it's just, I can't believe I'm going to say this. You're almost thankful of how the offseason went if you had those two options. If you had those two options, you probably take the one we're at now. Because the other one, like you mentioned, you're a bottom five finish. You're kind of around where you always are.
You do have to make them.
And you signed everyone back.
You probably do make a move to create cap. It's probably where Samuelson comes in again.
Right, maybe.
Maybe, but then again, the general manager felt bad for the fans about the misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the fact that you're keeping a player that has, at this point, earned a good amount of the scorn from the fan base. If there's a player that wears a lot of the scorn, it's Samuelson at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Help him start over for his sake.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily where his career goes, but he has entered that stratosphere. I think Dylan Cousins entered it last year too, of just, man, maybe a different city, a different environment is going to be great for you.
Because you're currently wearing...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What this team's problems are. And Jack Quinn gets a 2-year bridge deal, mm-hmm. but it's double the market value that it looked like he was going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just all in all, a very strange offseason, but I think we kind of got there by the end.
And
it maybe even could have been worse.
And last year, compared to this year, the player you purge just so happened to make the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes. 803-0550, the number to call. Rookies do report today across the NFL. Not completely. A number of teams, though, getting involved in that, including the Buffalo Bills. I have a little bit of fun after talking to the Sabres, having some fun there. Jumping through some of the rookies that we're excited to see this year, not just on the Bills. A lot of guys like Ashton Jeanty, some of the quarterback play as well. We'll do that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Nightcap. You're listening to the Extra Point Show on WGR.
It's a good bit. Something that we got to pick up, learn, we want to be ready, wanting to play. The playbook's the number one thing we got to learn. So just taking that, the same thing, one day at a time, and make sure we studying, the right amount of time, outside of the building, and, make sure we're sharp.
Buffalo Bills second round pick, TJ Sanders. That's most likely from a rookie minicamp. That is fair, though. Learning the playbook is probably the most important part, especially during this.
Correct.
The off season, especially you get that rookie run where your season ends and you're right to the draft prep and you're changing your body for the combine because you want to put up the best scores and then you get drafted. And then, you go right to minicamp. And then, really the last 4 or 5 weeks was probably when TJ, along with the rest of the Bills rookies and really the rookies around the NFL, got to kind of decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not much because then you're still cramming. He also doesn't have a contract yet, so there's probably a little bit of stress there. I'd imagine he wants some security of what's going forward, especially, too, the last definitely 5+ years, we haven't had rookie hold-ins or holdouts. That hasn't been a thing. Mm-hmm. And so he's also kind of in, a new territory. I think agents are sort of in a new territory with this, too, of okay, are we really going to do this?
Right.
I guess we're doing this. And so for me, we mentioned in the first hour, that's something too. Now that there's at least been two teams that have given fully guaranteed deals to second-round picks, funny enough, the two teams that also have two second-round picks.
But not the team that had three.
No, not the team that had three. No, they just have three guys that they're waiting to give fully guaranteed deals to.
Oh, God.
I think is probably where we're going to head. Because I do think there's just going to be a run here of teams that their coaches or even the owner just goes, enough with the, let's just get this done. Get our guys on the field. We're striving for bigger and better things.
Especially for a new coach like Ben Johnson, he wants his guys.
I think it would just be a really bad look by you specifically being a Bears ownership. You made the big move for the coach, and now this is essentially how it's going to be in his first offseason is, hey, by the way, we're going to be kind of tight with money for these guys. It's a really bad for the big fish. Coming in, you sort of wanted to put your best foot forward with them. That's not a great look.
In the same offseason where a book is coming out and Seth Wickersham had reported something about how Caleb Williams and his family looked at the Bears and were terrified of them. You want to put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if all three of those players have a lengthy holdout, for example, fairly or unfairly, what does that paint the Bears' ownership and management?
Right.
Oh, so Caleb Williams' dad was right.
Oh, man. Yeah,
there's an interesting pitfall there.
Yeah, there's a few teams that like are like, we can't have this nonsense.
A
ton of bad rep. I mean, I brought up with the Bills where you
Bills
would,
with Hard Knocks.
You'd arguably, right or wrong, kind of become the face of it because you're the team that's getting the documentary about it, and you're also one of the teams that didn't sign your guy at the moment. If they go into Hard Knocks, though, with T.J. Sanders signed on the field, no issues, I mean, Hard Knocks probably doesn't like it. I'm telling you right now, the producer of Hard Knocks really badly want James Cook to show up to camp, go, all right, peace, I'm out, after getting the accrued year and leaving,
right,
and then T.J. Sanders to not be signed. They would love everything about
that. Oh, they are drooling at that potential.
But there's also a really good chance that they show up to camp.
Right.
Cook's there, no problem, we'll worry about the contract in a few months, and Sanders is signed, and the Bills get to look like the good guys.
That's the other thing, is that optics are a great thing sometimes, and oh no, goodness forbid if you have the other owners mad at your team for getting business done. That's the thing that really kind of sticks with me at that point. It's just like, get business done. And maybe the Texans and Browns have dictated what business is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, the last time the Texans and Browns were involved with something that included guaranteed money at this point, the league broke.
Well, and that might be the sticking point, and we brought it up with the Pablo Torre report. And
here we are again. The Texans and the Browns are helping there be a sticking point with the league.
But so the Deshaun Watson contract, I mean, that's the fork in the road.
Right.
Of like, okay, we've gone different paths, and the league was upset with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And the contract is a disaster. And so now you may have some owners that are gun-shy because, well, the last time this happened, that happened. And also, second-round picks are not for sure hits. There's a good chance you give this fully guaranteed deal around $11 million, and the guy is bad. And any team.
Right.
The guy could be horrendous. Not just we probably won't give him a second contract, but he was fine for us. No, like, fully, full stop, terrible.
But $11 million versus $230 million player that has a terrible reputation and had missed playing football entirely for a year are two different types of guaranteed money.
Yeah, it's not apples to oranges, but in an ownership group that really didn't want to do this, they'll look the same to them.
Because this then turns into, where does it end?
Bingo. And so that's the thing. You're right. It's not apples to oranges. It's over $250 million compared to $11 million, but to all of them, it will look like we have fought so hard for this, only for a few of you to go rogue, and now here we are.
Right.
And it is a fraternity of the owners. They are all very close. You know, they have the owners' meetings and what have you. I do think the dam bursts here. But then I do wonder, you know, years down the road, like, do we have now in the next negotiation, okay, first through third round picks are fully guaranteed deals, but fourth through seven are not. Or, and I do wonder about this, do we get to a point because we get more fully guaranteed contracts, do the numbers go down?
And that's the reward.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something about it where, like, you see all these contracts that get handed out, and then you look at hockey. Comparatively, when it comes to the millions of dollars that athletes get, hockey is easily the lowest, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what do the hockey players get, though, in return for their lower numbers?
Yeah.
They get guaranteed contracts, but they also get player autonomy that none of the other leagues really have.
Mm-hmm.
Extensive. No move clauses. You need players' permission to move them anywhere. Or partial no trade clauses, where you get a list of teams that you say, I am not going here. You have to ask my permission, but also these are the teams that, like, you have to ask me. And I'm probably saying no,
mm-hmm.
because I have them on there for a reason.
Yep.
Player autonomy is another reason why the contracts are lower, because players have a chance to dictate where they can go. You mentioned when the Bills brought in Elijah Moore, that was the rare NFL player early in his career that had a little bit of autonomy to what was going on. He saw the Jets situation, didn't like it, requested a trade, got
it. Granted it, yeah.
Got it, but it's to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the NHL, that is not the part that happens as frequently. If you're asking for a trade, it's probably because you have a no move. And you have the autonomy to dictate where to go.
And in some ways, you can kind of almost streamline where you're going to go.
You have, at minimum, if you're asking for that trade, you also might have a modified NTC.
Mm-hmm.
So you can dictate where not to go.
Yeah.
But Moore then is a free agent, waits until after the draft, finds out the rosters that have the holes in them, talks with Buffalo, signs with Buffalo. That's really great landing spot, considering the quarterback you'd be playing for. You have a player that you were in the locker room with in Amari Cooper who could probably give you a little insight. Limited, but he could give you some.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the rare instances of player autonomy. But in hockey, those numbers are lower because it's guaranteed money,
mm-hmm.
and it's player autonomy.
Yeah.
The only way that it's not fully guaranteed is if you have to play in the minors and it's a different cap figure.
Mm-hmm. I wonder now, because of how long we've been going with this, how high the numbers are in the NFL. It's just...
If you fully guarantee contracts, players might back down on the total value of them.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't help, though, is the groundbreaker, which is the Watson contract. Not only did you give him the most money at the time, you gave him the most guaranteed money in a contract, period.
Yeah.
And it still was one of the highest contracts in its totality when you handed it to him.
Yeah.
And when you handed it to him, it was seen as the, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Almost unanimously.
In the second round, why am I fully guaranteeing these contracts? They've never played a pro down in their lives. Some of them might even wash out within 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I paying all that $11 million?
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Do want to have a little bit of fun here, though. We mentioned the rookies and everything that's going on there.
Yes.
Do, though, want to talk about some of the rookies we're genuinely excited to watch, not on the Bills. We haven't really gotten to spend a ton of time just talking some of the rookies from this draft post the draft.
Right.
And for me as well, with rookies reporting, I start to get the vibe now that football is back. I am somebody, and this is mainly because I'm a college football guy as well, the football is back for me when I have that moment during the Hall of Fame game, usually around the first quarter, yes. where I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. I was very excited. This is terrible. I'm out. It's a yearly tradition for
that
me.
That is a yearly tradition. But that's the thing, is that, like, how can you not be romantic about the Hall of Fame game?
Well, yeah, you get romantic about it because you'll turn it on. You're like, football's back, baby. We're in scores Canton, Ohio.
The score is being taken. It is a game where there are stats recorded, everything like that. And then you realize it's terrible.
Yeah, both teams have a drive, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Because
I'll see in a few weeks.
You're not seeing even any starters play a portion of any snaps in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look around the league about the rookies that, you know, you're most excited to see.
I will tell you, for me, it's one guy that I never wanted the Bills to go get him, because I'm not big with the whole running back in the first round, but just watching him in college last year, and then I like the team he went to. In Vegas, it's Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
The year he put on last year at Boise State, 2,600 yards rushing, 29 touchdowns, good for 7.0 average yards per carry. Just, he was unbelievable at Boise. And then you put him in Vegas. Geno Smith, I think, is a fun quarterback who'll have a pretty good year. Brock Bowers might be the best tight end in football already. Definitely top three in terms of just a receiving tight end. I think that offense could be really fun. Not special, but really fun. But I think Jeanty has the potential to be special. I haven't felt this way about a running back prospect. Different, but I haven't felt this way about a running back prospect since Saquon Barkley. Jeanty just kind of feels like a guy you sort of can get a little romantic about the running back position again and maybe make some foolish moves because you're like, it's Ashton Jeanty, though. Like, he does all of this for us. Like, we're ready to go. He's a little undersized, but maybe that might be better for him in terms of just he's a guy that couldn't really get tackled, and he was great throughout college, not just last year. Just last year, again, he almost had a Heisman-winning season at Boise. I cannot wait to see his first snaps. He's somebody, like, yeah, I will be looking forward to in the preseason. There's other guys as well, but his is going to be appointment television. Like, I want to see Jeanty's first carries with the Raiders.
I've got your early round answer and your mid round answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First round, Travis Hunter. I want to see what the impacts are with him and how Jacksonville's going to deploy him. The price that they paid for him was pretty. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty penny. It was vast. I want to see what they do with him. And my mid-round, I want to see what Kyle Williams does with New England.
Out of Washington
State, his stock really came along as you and I were getting ready to talk about the draft. We were possibly dreaming of.
You don't just live in your home.
You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Of the idea of like, maybe you can land Kyle Williams in the third or fourth round. No, New England takes him early. Pick 69.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice pick. So how does Williams look with this locker room though? You have a pair of receivers that they took last year. With Polk and Baker. But those guys, you're now seeing a new threat. Not just veteran players. Mm-hmm. Not like a Mac Hollins. You got to compete with to beat out for that, too. You're trying to beat out Kyle Williams from stealing snaps from you, too.
Yeah.
And fighting to make a roster. Look at Polk. Do you wash out within 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I giving guaranteed money? Like, there's different angles about that that I'm very interested in. Also, sometimes I guess I do like my sense of dread. I watch the Buffalo Sabres. So, you know, I've got a little comfort blanket known as my sports dread. If the Patriots grab a good wide receiver in the third round on a player that you really wanted, but they took way too quickly in round three for that to even be a possibility, hey, there's my sports dread. I get to curl up in my comfortable blanket.
Right, and check it out. I'll also say, and I do want to just say this more, is it something to keep an eye on for the preseason? Brown's backup quarterback battle? How do Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders look? I was listening to the Volume
that's
podcast
because you,
earlier, and Colin Cowherd and
that's
John
your
Middlecoff,
comfort blanket right
they
there.
Even
drama.
Said it too. They're like, I really hope Shedeur Sanders has a good camp so that there's a storyline to talk about there. I'm kind of right there with them.
So
right
my,
there with
my
them.
Comfort blanket is dread. Yours is drama.
Absolutely. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on the show. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. This is WGR.
Welcome back, everyone.
Celebrate 716 Day with Jeremy White at the BFLO Store's flagship location in Transitown Plaza, Williamsville, on Wednesday, July 16th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Spend $77.16 in store or online and score a free Go Bills cap. While supplies last, meet Bills and Bandits players, catch live music, exclusive giveaways, and shop the brand new tailgate collection. Don't miss it. Full details at bfloshop.com. The BFLO store, official realtor of the Buffalo Bills. We do have more for MLB All-Star Week. Last night was the Home Run Derby. Tonight is the actual All-Star game. That'll start at 8 p.m. I'm going to be honest with you, Derek. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch much of the Home Run Derby. I caught some highlights. Right. I won't even do that for this. It's just, All-Star games I don't like All-Star games, yeah.
But also, the MLB is the one All-Star game where players will probably have the same requisite amount of effort that you could put into it. There'll be a couple of good plays in there. There'll be, like, obviously they're not going to be like haul into every ball, but outside of like your aggressive dives for a catch.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, you're right.
You're getting mostly the same product. And that's why the MLB All-Star game will survive forever, quite frankly.
Just don't try to do that ridiculous thing where
they don't need gimmicks.
The winning league gets home field advantage.
And that's the thing.
Oh.
You are the last functioning All-Star game, you don't need gimmicks anymore.
Yeah, you don't. And you're right. You're the last functioning one. Like, nothing has to change because you're right. It's not the super physical sport. So it's like, okay, we can – it can look for the most part the same. For the most part, you're right. Like, you're not going to get the diving plays.
You're not running it out all the way maximum effort to first if you ground one to short.
Mm-hmm.
You're not running it all the way out. Like, let's be real about that. As a team, I probably wouldn't want you to.
Right.
But old habits do die hard. So you're probably going to have some amount of effort put into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you might get your web gems. You might still get a guy who's feeling saucy enough to go up the wall to rob a home run.
Wasn't that like Adrian Peterson's whole thing in the Pro Bowl? Mm-hmm. It's like he showed up his rookie year and everyone's like, dude, this is a scrimmage.
Yeah, like, bro, calm down. But like, there's probably enough plays in baseball where if a player's feeling saucy enough, he'll try to put a show on for the fans in the All-Star game.
Show off a little bit.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be there for every play. It's not physically daunting on every player for every play. Mm-hmm. And you have enough pitchers on staff that you could throw at least capable enough balls, get them a nice little warm-up, and then they're done for the day.
I think all the starters only go an inning.
Exactly. So you don't have – you get enough pitchers to where injury is not as big of a concern, and if it happens, it's a fluke. It was probably going to happen anyway if you're only pitching one inning and you got hurt.
Yeah, right.
The only thing you have to look out for is the dangerous line drive or grounder to the pitcher. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it.
That's really it. I won't be checking it out. Again, I'm not a big All-Star game guy. I haven't been ever.
I might look at it just for the quality of competition to be like, I miss this in all my other games.
No, right. One big miss, though, by Major League Baseball. Games don't start again until Friday. That is a miss.
No, it's a break.
I think we could have jumped back on Thursday.
It's called an All-Star break, not an All-Star siesta sit-down happy hour.
I think we could have gotten back to Thursday. Friday's a little tough. That's going to do it for us today. Sabres Live coming up next. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores.
and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.